Okay, I'm going to call the March 20th, 2014 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting to order at 1:03 p.m. Could I have those who are recording please identify themselves with their name? I'll make a statement first as to our new system. Hopefully some of you may have already gone to our website, but our recordings are now going to be on the website monthly, actually probably later today for this meeting. You can go there today and hear our last one. We're still working out a few bugs. I'm going to have a discussion with Fran Parks a little bit later here in front of the group as to how things are working, but you can hear the whole meeting. And out of that, as we learn how to use this system, we need anyone who wants to be recognized and heard has to speak into a microphone. And I'll discuss the reasons for that a little further, other than the obvious, that you can hear it on the recording. Hence, when I start off by asking these questions, we will need you to speak into a microphone. In deference to Ms. Kate's condition, we will bring the microphone to her. So with that in mind, if you wouldn't mind, and make sure that's on. There should be a green light on top. You press a button and a green light will come on at the very top of the microphone.
Barbara Trainer, test the recording.
Would you mind handing that?
Amy Cates is recording.
Turn it down just a little. Okay. Now, on review of previous minutes, we do have some draft minutes on the website. It was a December 19th. They've been there for a while. And I just want to... Let me back up again. My apologies. Commissioner Field called me about 10 minutes ago. He will be here, but he's going to be late. That's much better, Fran. Thank you. So I wish I could remember why we deferred them, but we did. But we did post them. So I'd ask you to, this is the December minutes that I've given you. How do you feel about the December 19, 2013 minutes that were formerly draft minutes?
Should I make a motion?
If you would, and we can share.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the December 18th, 2013 Fire Commissioner Monthly Meeting.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I take that? Yeah, because those. Do you want a copy?
No,
okay. Okay. At this point, I'm going to discussed our last meeting, which is on the website. You can listen to it. Also, we are in the process of, this board is in the process of having the minutes transcribed, and I'm going to engage Commissioner Parks a little bit here now to discuss this, but she has provided me with a website that will transcribe the minutes for us verbatim. The cost is $1 per minute, which is, as far as I'm concerned, well worth the money. We did talk with some local people to see if we could get them to do it, but their pricing was a lot higher. And so hopefully this is the new, as of the last meeting, this is the new age for the Board of Fire Commissioners. I won't speak for any other boards, but I have also been told, but I am in the process of getting it in writing from the Attorney General's office, that we no longer have to do any sorts of minutes for those two items done. I am presuming we probably have to, and we will. Part of the letter is for instructions. We'll probably have to approve a transcript, there can be no more discussion about what was and wasn't said. As to the recordings, Fran, mm-hmm. I noticed when I listened to the last meeting, when we hit record, it starts.
Correct.
So you got to wait a while to get into the. If the meeting doesn't start for 10 minutes, you got to move the thing forward to get to where it starts so you can listen to it. The clarity, I think, is excellent. I'm sure it's going to be better than anything that anybody might be recording. But because of this, we need you to speak into a microphone, whoever is speaking. And that was the one little drawback I saw, was finding the starting spot, because of, and I am sure that Ms. Pack can help me on that.
Well, I have been educating myself on manipulating these recordings, and I've actually figured out how to get rid of how to delete the empty space. So they'll be pretty much starting, right as soon as you hit the button of play.
Okay.
It's a work in progress. I'm not really much of an AV person, but, I found something on the Internet I could do it with, so.
My hat's off to you, quite frankly, because we wouldn't have this without your effort.
So I brought along a copy of some minutes, the way they came back from the transcriber. The meeting was 11 minutes long, and the cost was $11. And this was not a verbatim, because I figured I could probably edit them. Hang on a second.
Okay. For the record, Commissioner Fields is in the building.
Yeah. So that's the way it came back from the transcription service, and that came back in one day. The verbatim ones take 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
Then, you need to put a header on it that it's the Kituit Fire District and whichever committee minutes. I've also spoken to Mike Daly about if we can establish an account with the transcription service, and he said yes, and he gave me, I need to work with Tony on doing that. So once we have an account, then you'll be able to take your disc or jack and just, send it off.
Okay. Do you send them a disc, or do you upload?
You upload it.
You upload.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I saw it.
Yeah. And initially the problem with one of the first recordings was the way it was recorded by the system here, but I talked to to Ken, and we got that. So it's now recording in MP3, which is a better.
A little easier for us, too.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Yeah.
This, so that's Peter as an example of how it comes back on a, not a verbatim, but a, I don't know what...
That was just, you know, a regular transcript.
Yeah.
So they left out the ums and the ahs and...
Okay, you know. Good. So that is our new process. We will have it a written confirmation from the AG's office when they get it to us. Also from the Secretary of State's office. I am presuming we will probably have to vote on the transcript. I don't know for a fact, but it's the new age of minutes, so...
Actually, I don't see much difference between, you know, what we're proposing on doing, and if you listen, you know, to the town council, and they have a third party, not a member of the committee, you know, doing the minutes or transcribing them from a tape.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, I think it's probably become somewhat standard practice in some government agencies. So, okay. With that in mind... You can listen to the last meeting's minutes now if you want on the website. We're not going to approve minutes at this meeting. We'll have a transcription back shortly of the whole meeting. We're going to be having another meeting in the first within the first 2 weeks of April, and we'll have it then. So we will move on now. And actually, any questions on that from the floor? Okay, I'll move on to public comment.
Thanks, Chris. Amy Cates. Chairman, I have a concern that the committee... may be violating open meeting laws by going into executive session regarding the chief's contract, since no substantial discussion has occurred in open session regarding the chief's contract. Thanks for this opportunity.
Is there any other public comment? Okay. Chief's report.
It's pretty high tech. Thank you. Still have that little buzz. I don't know where that's coming from. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a wonderful spring day out there, so hopefully we can enjoy that sometime this afternoon. Okay, my report for monthly activities from last year was... 186. To this year, it's 151. We're actually down on some calls, approximately 35 calls, probably due to no major storms. And that usually contributes to about 35 to 50 calls for us when we do have a major storm. And I do have a closeout of... last fiscal year for our runs for our ambulance services and in fire services, we roughly did about 796 calls, almost 800. So we did increase last year about 51 calls. So it seems like we caught back up to be lower this year, but you know our time is coming to start creeping up on some calls. We did have a couple of storms that that started us off very high. Talking to my colleagues around us, there are some that have, it was funny, the trends are there's some that have increased in numbers and some that have decreased in numbers. So some of the storms brought a lot of calls and some storms did not. So it was interesting for different particular areas. So that's really interesting. The activities for ComStar for the whole year from January to January, 2013 to January 2014. The total allowable that we went out to ask for was $196,407.96. The total collected was $141,322.93. $1.86. And I did not check the percentage if this is accurate or not. I'm assuming it is, but it says 71.95% the percentage of collected. And to January, we don't have February's yet. They haven't sent us February's or March's yet. Obviously, March is not over. But for January, we have $26,000 on write-offs. The ending balance for that would be $43,893.40 in that sense, the beginning of July. So from July to January, we have $43,893. So I did notice that some chiefs and departments requested to change what we're actually receiving from the insurance companies. You know, we have a percentage that we can get from, say, a BLS call, a basic life support call, to an advanced life support call. And they have different numbers, different amount of money that they charge, the insurance companies charges. And then we are allotted the money after they receive their benefits. But we are pretty much in the low range. We're about $100 or close to almost the same is what Medicare fees are allowed. But there are some departments that do 150% to 300%. It's varied. Some places are very expensive for the insurance, and some places are not. And we are in the are-not range. We haven't really gone up in our allowable rates. Our current rates, for instance, for a BLS call, which is a basic life support, probably no oxygen is administered or nothing, and that's $372 for that call, basically. We charge $471. Other departments may charge $1,000, you know, for that same call. So, I mean, that's something that maybe the board and myself could focus in on and look at it. Maybe we can raise it slightly. You know, again, we do write off people that cannot afford to do this. So we're mostly basically getting what the insurances are providing. But the insurance will provide more. We just don't ask for more. So it's pretty interesting.
I remember we did this, probably was, I hate to say it, it might have been 10 years ago, 7 years ago, last increase we did. And I think we should bring it back. And
thank you so much. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, you know, we had talked about this. We, being the fire chiefs, talked about this. And I have seven towns that I can get their information from. Not every town has contributed yet, but, you know, that would be something to look at. I did look at it, and we are pretty close to the lowest.
Okay. So, well, I, for one, would ask you to look at that and bring it back to us and have a good discussion on that. There's no reason for us to leave money on the table.
Yeah.
It's always been the position of this board, and I'm sure it continues to be. However, we don't want to discourage people from picking that phone up and calling us. That's not the intent. But if people have insurance and they pay $200 and we're asking for $100, that probably doesn't make sense. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, I think we need to raise our rates. I really do. I mean, we still can be lower pretty much than anybody else and still raise the rates.
Yeah.
You know, to, okay, you know, gain, okay, something else. And that will help our ambulance service, basically, you know.
Well, it goes into the general fund, but yeah, it helps us, the taxpayers.
Yes, definitely.
So bring that back, would you please?
We'll soon. Got it. The apparatus update for old business, we did talk about the update for 262, our ambulance. We know our ambulance is getting old. It's aging out. It's due to be replaced 2015, which is, we're working on that. I did request that we came to the board last, 3 months ago and requested a new ambulance, and I'm still on that, and we do need a new ambulance. Our ambulance itself is deteriorating. The maintenance is definitely in the increase. The engine is showing its wear, and like I said, there was cracks that the inspector saw, the state inspector saw, and had concerns about, but did not take us out of service. As you know, that is the only revenue that the fire department, other than fire prevention, does. That's substantial. So
we will be bringing forward a special warrant article this year. Have you prepared one, or you will be preparing one?
I do have one right here in the specs, and it's on the state bid.
Yeah.
And we're going to be probably looking in the range of $236,000, and that will get us to where we need to be. It's not the largest ambulance. It's not the smallest ambulance that we have now. It's in between.
Has the treasurer been informed that we will be looking at this?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Call firefighters. We're up to 14 call firefighters. We have 12 full-time members, and we have 14 call firefighters. So we're looking really well on that. We did do a new program, and that's why I put call firefighters down here. Our new program is to evaluate our call department. And we always want to continue to evaluate to make sure that our call department is doing their due diligence. And we evaluate it on terms of when they come back, how many times they come back, and at what times they come back. So we're looking at some numbers. There's a few. We have an SOP that they have to make so many. I think the board's very aware of that. In the past, that had been a problem years in the past. We reinstituted this policy. It never went out, but people kind of forgot a little bit about it. So about 2 months ago, I reinstituted to make sure that everybody understands that policy. And if there's any confusion on the policy, we explained it to everybody in a form of the SOP. And I've had no comments back. And the policy is in effect. So since then, we looked at the numbers, and there's some members that are really not making that the number that we're looking for them to make, to be engaged and to be a part of Kootenai Fire Department. So we spoke to them and said, let's see if we can, is there any reason why, or is there anything that we could do to help you come back to incidences? And there have been an increase in that, so that's good. So that kind of worked. But still, we have probably about two that could probably leave our call department without any issues because of the non-existence of or non-coming back to, you know, callbacks. We rely on these call firefighters to come back to emergency calls, and these two members really don't participate as much as we would like them to. What I'm going to do is ask the board if I could I'm going to talk to them one more time and do another month of studying this, and then come back to the board with maybe a recommendation of letting two go. If not, if they do step up, then I won't make that recommendation. But it's an honor to have these call firefighters, and they should feel the same. And if they're not putting and engaging their time into Kootenai Fire Department, then I think we need to move people on so we can hire people that want to be here. So I'm hoping to have the support of the board of that. Mm-hmm. Cautiously, I'll do it cautiously.
Any questions? Keep going, Steve.
Okay. I did have union contract negotiations. I know the board was attempting to contact the union, so I just threw that in there. I didn't know if you
I'm glad you did. I'll update everyone.
Okay.
We made an attempt to find a date, a mutual acceptable date so far, and we haven't been able to find one. Either the board gave their available dates, the union was unavailable for those dates, so at this stage we're planning on meeting in April, and there's also a concern which is legitimate, as the negotiating team, as it may, as defined by the bylaws consist of two members of this board, myself and Commissioner Field, and one member of the potential committee, who is Commissioner Barry. And Commissioner Barry is not running for re-election, nor is Commissioner Field. I don't want to say something. That's okay. And the three of us, have put a lot of time in to the contract, going through it along with the chief, and we have quite a list of things we want to discuss. I have no idea what the union might like to discuss, and April is getting very short to May. The union is concerned that we'll come to May, and two of the negotiating team of three will be gone, and that, I can tell you from past experience, is a fair concern.
I'm not understanding how that will affect the union negotiation if either me or Rick are not available to do that.
Is that on?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
What
I would say to you,
my commitment is the same as it will be.
Oh, absolutely. That isn't the question. The question is, if we don't get it done by May and you're out of office, you can't negotiate anymore.
I understand that.
Two people would have to come on, and in theory, two could vote it down. You follow me?
Yes.
The district isn't going to be committed to anything. Of course, the district isn't committed to anything until the people vote on it. But the first step is that the negotiating team has to come to terms with the union. Then it goes.
No, okay, I'm getting it now. So we would suspend the union?
No, I'm not suggesting that, Peter. What I'm saying is there's this concern. And it's reasonable when you think about the time frame involved.
No, I understand it.
And I don't think there's anything we can do about it. And I'm certainly open to suggestions, other than if we can get it done, which I would love to get it done with. You've got three people at the moment that understand the contract, understand the process. There's a real learning curve for somebody that I can speak to with a little bit of authority. That's the concern, and I say we plow ahead and try and get it done.
I think we're obliged to give it an attempt.
Oh, absolutely. That wasn't where I was going. I was just really giving a broad picture of where we stand. My intention was to give them, tell us when you can meet. They won't meet on weekends. The board, our team was more than willing to meet any time, but that's fine.
Was the union's representative hesitant to move forward? Is that the
No, I wasn't saying that. That was their concern. That's just a concern. I wasn't. What they're picturing is us. Everybody knows how difficult negotiations are. This is generally over money. That we're going to go through a process that's going to go beyond the two commissioners' time frame, and we won't come to terms, and then we'll have to back up and educate some people, new commissioners, and that, as far as I'm concerned, that would be very fair. They would want to know what the heck they were voting on. So I, like yourself, think we should try and finish this up as quickly as we can. Essentially, it is we've finally gotten rid of enough stuff that we have dealt with over the last few years that we can give this all our time. So I'm going to propose 3 or 4 meetings for starting April 5th till whenever.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get it, though?
No, yeah. I understand okay. it. It's not that I'm not understanding.
They weren't. Nobody was calling into question integrity or anything of that
nature.
No,
I understand that.
So that's what's going on with that in any event.
Okay. Full-time personnel, I put that on there. One of our members is retiring. Michael Bennett, and I can say that, I guess. He put his paperwork in.
Absolutely, and he's one happy camper.
He has, literally.
I haven't seen anybody that happy in a long time.
I just like to bring the board to Mike, just to let the board know that Michael's been, since I've been here in 2008, July of 2008, Michael Van Etten has been an outstanding paramedic, outstanding firefighter. I hardly ever see him in my office. He was always busy. Always in great shape, you know, doing what he needs to do. And I just wanted to openly say that certainly I appreciate his efforts, his dedication, his time, and his compassion to what he did for 23 years and 9 months. And we are definitely going to miss him, and I want the board to recognize that if they could.
Chief, I'm wondering if I am. Do you send a letter to him, a thank you letter?
Yes, I send a thank you letter to him, and also a little commendation too. Like when we do a get together with him, he doesn't want a party. He's like, no,
that's Mike.
I don't want a party. I'm all set. And it was no reason why he didn't. He's not going to be around, I don't think. he's going to go travel. As you know, he was from Mammoth Lakes area, so he's going to be doing a lot of camping, a lot of traveling, and he's very happy with that. I will send him a letter of you know, congratulations and thanking him personally, as well through the department, as well through the district.
Well, I'm just thinking if we could put the Board of Fire Commissioner's signatures on that.
Absolutely, that would be wonderful.
Okay. I would, too. Mike's a good man.
That is great. Yeah, thank you very much. So that leaves us now with an opening. He's going to retire July 31st. We do have a list of 2 people. Now, Michael was a paramedic. But we also have some call firefighters that are very, very anxious to become a full-time member for us in Kituit, and that is always a wonderful thing. There are some members that we have that are right now going to paramedic school, call members, that are going to paramedic school that I just would like to mention because I know we have 2 on the list, but I was wondering if this board would detain opening it up a little bit to our call firefighters as well to have a process in place to maybe when they finish their medic school, that it might be a possibility for them to be a hire for us, as well as looking into what it costs and everything. I just want to do that because it's important to this chief that we recognize the call department, that it's very important to us. They do a great job, and they put their heart and soul into making minimal money what they do, and they do it for as a vocation, which is wonderful. Certainly they do want a profession out of this, and that's wonderful too. So I just wanted to bring that up to the board in a public meeting just because I think it's important. And I think they deserve a shot at least, you know, at a possible shot at being hired with us. You know, we always want to hire from our call department. It's just that in the past our call department wasn't paramedics. but now a couple are going. So that might be an opportunity. There might be an opportunity there for us to look into those 2 individuals or 3 that we have, as well as the 2 on the list.
Comments? Yeah, we're sharing.
I absolutely think that's a great idea. I know we have some really dedicated long-term call firefighters. And I would certainly approve that.
One thing, Brenda, that was Commissioner Naylor. We need to state our names. I'm going to have to. We need to get into that routine for the minutes. We probably can figure out who's speaking, but that's not the idea. So when you do speak into the microphone, try and say your name. Commissioner Field, any comments?
None.
I feel we should. I've always been a supporter of the call department in here. I think it's the right thing to do to give our people encouragement that they can get a job. I think your job, we've got two things going on here, Chief, I think. You've got some people, and I'm not sure exactly what you're asking of us at the moment, but we're down a person. We're paying overtime now, right? And so where we're at is, do we hire somebody to try and keep our overtime down that's on the list right now that can come in and work? Am I right on that?
That is correct.
Or do we create? Do we need to create a protocol? Is that what you're suggesting as to?
It's been done in the past here in Kootenai Fire, not necessarily with me as the fire chief, but with the former chief here. It's been done where they're in paramedic school, they get an opportunity to take that spot, and when they graduate, they are a full-fledged paramedic Kootenai firefighter. If they do not, and they would sign something, if they cannot pass it after a certain time that the board and myself agrees upon with that particular individual, then we would say we need to move on. So we would be hiring someone right away, either way. Okay. Either way, there wouldn't be, you know, I'd like to definitely hire someone right away. It was my hopes that in the past that we would have two paramedics on each shift. We do have that right now. That goal came to fruition, so that was great. With this, there'll be one paramedic on that shift until, if indeed we try to do something like this, until that person graduates and becomes a paramedic. And like I said, it would be only for people that are medics or that are in the class right now, you know, going through the program. Yeah. So, you know, be it a year or a little less than a year to finish up the program, and then we would have now two paramedics on that shift, then so be it. So I guess what I'm asking for is maybe a little bit an open dialogue with you folks to see how you feel as commissioners. Personally, I feel okay with it, but I would like to reach out to you three to ask the board to a possible consideration of the time and effort that these call firefighters put in, as well as you know, their willingness to better themselves as paramedics and give back to us too as well. So I just want to throw it out there. We do have two on the list, and we have two or three, one paramedic as a call firefighter and two going to class right now in the paramedic class. So we could potentially, is what I'm asking, is to add those three on the list and then go through an interview process and see how it comes out.
Okay. That's... I for one am interested in at least examining that. I'm getting Commissioner Naylor. How do you feel?
Absolutely. I just thought, we can't be overriding the regular hiring process because of... Or is that what we're talking about? Are we going to be stepping these people to the call firefighters that have worked here to the front of the line?
It's not so much to the front of the line. It's to get them in the process to be interviewed.
They may have, you know, isn't that going to be a consideration that you would have in the hiring process? that it wouldn't be something that we would necessarily have to vote on.
True.
That would be at your discretion. It's one of the things that you take into consideration when you hire someone.
True.
Which would make sense that when you've got someone that you're hiring, that you're looking at the people within to hire.
Exactly.
So I don't know what exactly you're asking of us.
Okay. We have had a list since April of last year, and we've been hiring off that list.
Right.
We've got that list down to two left. And it ends actually in April, because I only wanted the list to last a year so we could redo it.
Yeah, I asked how large was that list initially?
It was six on that six.
But don't you think that list has gotten stale by this point anyway? It's whenever we're going to hire, that list needs to be refreshed.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I said, you know, before this list exhausts, we can keep those two on and just add these other qualified, possibly qualified people that we have. One is a medic, and the other two are going to class, which will be qualified.
If I may, just what I know we have done in the past, and this is a dynamic process by virtue of what it is. But when you go through the hiring process as it is, some weight was given to the fact that you were on a call fire department, which would add to your score.
Oh, so it would be a consideration. There would be a points added.
Yes, sir.
Less discretionary on your score.
Yes, sir. We do have a point system that we use, so it's not very ambiguous at all. There's a point system, and what the points are is what they are. So when they do come out of it, everybody has a number, and then they fall in that that rank. And then we choose from
the top number.
From the top three, basically, we look at.
Not necessarily the top number, but the top three.
Right, the top three.
And because they can be 88, 87. I'm just making numbers
right,
up.
Right, right.
And what happened in the past, no prescription for the future, but was like maybe you'd get 2 points. And again, I'm making these numbers up, but for an example, if you're on our department and you've been on the department for X amount of time, you'd get a couple of points. So if your score was 86, you'd get 2 points and you'd end up at 88, which might put you up to the top of the list or the middle of the list or on the list. Mm-hmm.
It's a possible consideration, and that's why I wanted to bring it to the board. Yes, certainly, I think the process is entitled to do that, but I just wanted to bring it up to the board publicly.
So, what are you asking?
All I'm asking you to do is if
would we consider doing that?
Yes.
I think would the board? Should we take a vote? Or is
vote
that
to consider?
No, I don't think we
consider it.
We'll consider it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted to do is mention it.
I don't think we need
it.
To take a vote on that. Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention it to you, too. So if you hear any stuff out there in this wonderful village.
We'll wait to hear it from you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you want to take that next one.
Yeah, I'll take the fire chief contract. I hate doing this, but our lawyers have the contract, and there was some language that the board wanted to be clarified, and we will, they were not ready. They promised me they'd have it in a week, and they told me I could blame them. So I am. I told them that I wish to. We're going to have a budgetary meeting we'll be having a series of meetings, as we always do this time of year, first couple, 3 weeks in April. And I want to get that done then. We have had our executive sessions. We are aware of the open meeting law. There will be discussions in public about it, and I am sure our diligent open meeting law complainers will either complain or they won't. That's the status on the chief contract. So there'll be no executive session today and no discussion of it other than that.
Okay, thank you. New business for dispatch. We are staying with CALM as I didn't bring any other attention to the Sheriff's Department, but we are staying with CALM. Chief Wynn is very happy that we decided to stay. He had asked me, one of his first orders of business when he came in as new chief was to get in touch with the Kituate Fire Chief and ask us, please, would you consider staying with us? So they did lower the number to what we have now. I think it's 35,000 around there. And we're staying with that right now. So we're looking good, and we're also talking about the town of Barnstable itself having a dispatch center. As you saw us in the paper, you saw us doing our thing with all the chiefs getting together with the police chief. So hopefully that will happen at a later time, a later point. So that'll be good. And we already talked about 262. It just needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Any other new business for the board? All right. Let's pick a budget. Chief, you'll be at the Monday night Prudential Committee.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. I know it's not on the agenda. I don't want to have an open meeting law violation, but there's a draft budget.
I'm just asking you a question. You'll be there.
Yes, I will be there.
With a draft preliminary.
It is already completed, so yes, sir.
Okay. I would like to have a meeting with us sometime during, the 3rd or 4th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. How's the board look then? Subject to...
I'm good. I'm okay.
Pick a date. How about Friday, April 4th at 1? And we'll do budget, and we'll discuss and vote on the chief's contract at that meeting. April 4 at 1 here in Freedom Hall. Okay. All right. We don't have warrants anymore, but I guess we keep them on here, don't we? It's just interesting how we do that. If there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. If I hear one.
I'm Brenda Naylor. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's adjourned.
Could be my badge.
Well, they turned those off.
That's what they did. Yep.